My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss if Davin's scammer Belinda's daughter's injury is real or just a ploy. So listen and enjoy.
Will you think of having a video chat with Mavis?
I did have a video chat with Mavis.
All right. Okay.
That's how I said I have visual confirmation. You heard it. You were here.
All right. Now, listen to me. Did you think or see anybody that looked remotely like Ishmael or in the background?
No. We just heard. I didn't see.
Did it sound like Ishmael?
Remember, when I was seeing Ishmael, there was a lot of...
A lot of interference.
There was a lot of audio, so I really can't confirm that.
Right, because I'm going with what Tommy was saying. You know, where that bringing that back to that video conference,
you know,
maybe is a hammer.
If they're working that closely, they're really sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, and I just...
Well, it's not the Jet Propulsion Lab over there, you know what I mean?
But these guys are better than most scammers. So that would be really sloppy if they're working that much in tandem. And, you know,
yeah.
All right. So anyway, so now back to Belinda, because I was talking to the two of them and I can't do that for the show.
Right.
So Belinda goes, I know, but she did a child and she's going through so much pain. Talk about the mouth.
Right.
I go, that is the hard part. Put ice on her lip or give her a shot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, is she still awake? She goes, yes, she's finding hard to sleep. I'm sitting with her now. I go read her a story. We'll talk later on. Give her a kiss from me.
Wait, she's chatting from the house?
On her phone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how she talks to me on the phone.
Okay.
So I go read her a story. We'll talk later on. Give her a kiss from me. She goes, it's okay. We can talk. I go, you sure? It sounds like Kasha needs you now. She goes, will you be here for long? I go, depends what is long. She goes, want her to sleep so we can chat. I go, I should be here for a bit. Don't worry about me. She is more important. She goes, okay, see you in a bit. I go, okay. And then she comes back later. She goes, well, I thought you would be online, but I guess you were gone anyway. Good night. And then I come back. I go, I was online for a while. I hung around for almost 2 hours.
Waiting for you.
Figured you weren't coming back. How is Kasha feeling? Am I seeing you on Thursday? And... there's no spot. I go, let's video chat on Friday. You should be close by the house on Thursday for Kasha. That's what I suggest to her. And that ends it.
Mm.
So, what do you guys think? Think Belinda's legit with this bloody kid?
Well, you know what? She didn't immediately... I mean, she's a little bit more subtle than, you know, say, Flory. She didn't immediately dive into, oh, no, she's going to need an operation, but, you know, or she needs something extra because of the tooth.
So you think if there's a money play... it's BS, and if there is no money play, it's real.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Joe?
I still feel, in the context, you know, I'm not a mother. Well, people think I'm a real mother.
They spell it differently.
Huddle, huddle, huddle.
There's a word after it, too.
But I just feel that 3 hours after your daughter busted her lip, lost her teeth, and now you're chatting, it doesn't seem right.
See, I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's nothing I can do with her, and she put the kid to bed.
Yeah, she settled down. And
you can't stand over like a hen, Joe. You know, you gotta, you know, the girls, the kid is in Belinda's lap.
Yeah.
We're chatting, you know, and she didn't argue with me. Oh, no, it's fine. She goes, okay.
It's different than if she had gone down to the cafe to be chatting away and left the kid home. But
yeah.
She's sitting there on the bed with her, and it's like, there's only so much soothing you can do, and then the kid's just got to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, I have to go with Davin on that one. It's like, you know, they should do what you could do.
Okay, I think you alluded to this. I think money's going to be coming down the pike soon.
Because all have such you just think the worst of these people.
Well, it's a great setup. They're going to have an operation. They need stitches. They're going to need teeth.
All right.
We're going to need money.
All right. So let's throw this out.
Was
there.
It adult teeth or throw his baby
teeth?
Baby teeth.
So we don't know what's going to happen. Well, actually, she wouldn't need an operation with baby teeth.
No, but
she didn't need stitches.
So that wasn't a smart play if she's going for the money.
All right, let's throw this out there, and we'll see what happens as the weeks go on, days go on in my relationship. She asked for money.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly scammer play.
Yeah.
We all agree, clearly scammer play?
Yes.
Yeah.
If this whole episode goes by, and there's never asked for money for medical bills, authentic, she's into me, like I've said, Well,
and
no,
you know what? You puffed up your little chest. When you
certainly
said that.
It doesn't have to be that little. I need
me.
To go back to the gym.
She's into me. Boom! He shook up his chest.
Text. Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam!
But does that mean now it's more of the marriage ploy, like I said?
Oh. Well, there's still that. I mean, you know, Scamming Scammer said, you know, sometimes they'll groom you for up to 2 years. So
nobody wants to spend that time with me.
She's talking about spending eternity with you.
That's true.
You know?
Of course, if I go to Ghana, eternity might not be so long.
No, you'll be going there quick enough.
Yeah.
I'll haunt your ass.
So
at least I can pay Kevin.
As far as asking for the money, Scamming Scammers is saying, oh, she will, with a lot of exclamation points, I might add.
All right, so everybody in the chat thinks this is a money
because
play.
It's a golden opportunity. It's a golden opportunity to do so because, number one, it was an accident. When you have an accident, it's something that's like that was unplanned. It's kind, you know, it's
is this
kind
back
of
to your childhood.
No, it's kind of an unfortunate.
Get off the couch.
It's an unfortunate incident. It's also an unfortunate expenditure where I need help. Can I get some money? I got to pay the doctor. I didn't expect the kid to fall. I need money. Could you please help? You say you love me. Blah blah blah. It's perfect. It's perfect. You could see that, you know, that line being put in the water, pulling at the heartstrings. So basically, the scam. Jesus Christ! I wish I would have thought of that. Yeah. But it sounds like it's ripe for the picking. You know,
it's not too late for you to have a kid.
Yeah, really.
Tom says I think it's a bit fishy. I wouldn't be chatting with someone if I had a hurt kid, and Lisa agrees with him. So I guess they're thinking, you know, that, Davin, you and I are heartless, and we would be chatting.
We're in love. We're in love. I'm there to comfort her, creeps.
A love of a child is a lot stronger than that after 3 hours after an incident like that. And believe me,
if you have a kid, you know what, after they're crying and anything, there's, like Pip said, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll find out. That's the beautiful thing about this bit. It keeps going. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out. Is there a money play? Am I being groomed? Or is this real?
Hmm.
We'll find out. Maybe I have pictures of a bloody kid. Bam! look at this.
Boy, that would be tough. That would be pretty good if you got that.
They just roughed up the kid for the bit. Yeah. Come here, girl.
Come here, stupid. I put the camera to him.
Mug for the camera.
If that was true, I'm out.
We're going to be more careful where I walk. That's right, dumbbell.
Shut up. He'll send money for a teddy bear. It'll be okay.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.